The Executive Chair on News Talk.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair Rory O'Hanlon. He's the CEO of Net Zero Group Ireland. Rory, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Bobby.
Now, we'll talk about Net Zero in a minute, and there's a lot to talk about. But before we get there, let's talk about the man from Artane who went to Kevin Street to study engineering. Tell us a little bit about your early days.
Yeah, I'm from Artane. I'm living in Sutton at the moment. I went to Kevin Street, did electrical engineering, had a great time. I went to DCU after that and studied computer science, software engineering. But I started working in Davies. It was my first job, Davies Limited, a part of Grafton PLC. And we are supplying plumbing and heating materials to building contractors and major developers all over the country.
Yeah. Now, I know people don't like accountants, but you didn't tell me that you're also an accountant as well as an electrical engineer and many other things. So clearly, you know, you discovered at an early age about the value of education, the importance of qualification. Is that something that was always front and center with you?
I think learning has always been valuable and something I've looked to upskill as much as I can.
Yeah.
I think finance became something that was beneficial for me to speak the language of accounting and have the benefit of the technical and engineering as well.
Lovely combination. You mentioned Davies there. You were almost a lifer there, part of the Grafton Group, because you were there for 22 years.
I had a great time
in
Davies.
A number of different roles.
Yeah, I started off in a technical engineering role in Davies and got promoted over the years to different positions, becoming MD in 2019. And I had 5 great years there leading the business. An incredible company and filled with great people and incredible customers. But I loved my time in Davies. I was there till 2024 when the Net Zero opportunity came along and I took that.
Yeah, so again, happy house, doing my business in Davies, probably looking at coasting it out and being a one-job career man. But somebody came knocking.
Yeah.
And that was the guys of Waterland Private Equity, which I believe are the backers of Net Zero. And Net Zero is a very interesting company. You know, this is a business, Rory, that has a turnover of 200 million. But it's not a business, you know, that started small, you know, built from the ground up with a brand. This has been an amalgamation of several businesses.
That's right.
And I think this is what's fascinating about it. Maybe you just talk to us a little bit about how that came about.
Yeah, it was the group was brought together by Waterland, the private equity, and headed up by Laura Dillon and her team, Donald, Danny and Neil. I work with their great team. It was brought together as to become a super group, to become an end-to-end platform who are really focused on decarbonisation of new build and retrofit solutions. And as you mentioned, we've taken on 8 different companies have joined that group, but it has really taken off. We, as you mentioned, the revenue is over 200 million now. We have doubled the size of the companies in the last 2 years. So it's going really,
and
really well.
40% growth year on year, 30% of that being organic. So you clearly have a war chest as well for acquisitions. So, and you know, that 3/4 to 1/4 of organic versus acquisition is solid.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're operating, Bobby, in 2 really busy markets where we like to talk about strong tailwinds. The new build residential market in Ireland is really, really busy.
This is the housing stock replacement or replenishment.
Absolutely, yeah. We last year, Ireland built 36,000 homes. We probably need to be building closer to 60,000 homes per year. It's up about 20% last year, and we've benefited from that. And then the other big challenge the country has at the moment is retrofitting the existing stock. We've got 2.2 million homes in Ireland, and a huge amount of those need to be retrofitted from an energy efficiency perspective.
So last year, by way of example, you installed 7,000 heat pumps, mainly in new homes.
That's right. That is right.
And again, I'm interested in your vision of 2050, which is that every house will have a heat pump. Most will have solar panels. There'll be an EV in the drive. So, you know, it's easy to kind of now conceive that as being a reality.
I think so. I think in the last few weeks, it's even more clear. I mean, we believe absolutely the future is electric. Burning fossil fuels in our buildings will slow down hugely. Maybe by 2050, nearly all of us will have a heat pump or some form of electrification in our homes. We do believe petrol and diesel cars will continue to slow down. And it's going to be a huge growth opportunity. It's 25-year project, really, to electrify Ireland. And we hope to play a huge part in that.
What's it like being in a business that's so dependent on government policy? Because clearly, if the government, say, decide to stop building houses or stop incentivizing, you know, greening your home or that kind of thing, your business would be impacted by it overnight. Do you just hope for the best there?
Well, I guess Waterland are pretty strategic about the markets they enter. We know that the new build housing market is very, very likely to continue growing into the long term. I mean, we have an undersupply of homes in Ireland. There's only 2.2 million homes, and we're going to have 7 million people in the country at some point. Ireland is the fastest growing demographic population in the EU zone. So we believe house building is sustainable long term into the future, and we will have an important role. And again, on retrofit, our buildings need to be upgraded. The government, all parties support. Going very well.
What type of businesses will you be looking to acquire in the acquisition strategy, again, to enhance this super group, as you called it?
Yeah, well, we're always looking. We're talking to entrepreneurs and founders of companies who are in our industry and who are leading great businesses that we feel would be a good add-on. We will always continue to talk to founders.
And in what sort of spaces would they be? So solar panel installators, heat pump manufacturers, that kind of thing?
Well, no manufacturing, I would say, on the labour side. We focus on installation, and we do already fit heat pumps, solar panels, EV car chargers, heat pumps, insulation. But if we can acquire new companies that will help us grow and hit that geographic reach, we'll continue to do that. But one important area of future growth we'd love to look at, and we are continuing to focus on, is overseas markets, including the UK. So that's probably next on our agenda. We would love to see a situation where we can continue and grow and double the existing turnover in the Irish market, and then look at the UK and see if we can replicate the
model. Have you got any sales in the UK currently?
No, we haven't. We haven't started.
Okay.
But we're in active discussions.
All right. And it's also, when you talk about a super group, brings me back to a band like Blind Faith. They were made up of supergroup talent, but they only had one hit album. That's not going to be the case here.
Well, we're lucky that Net Zero has the number of streams of revenue. We're really busy with the new build market. We're very, very busy with the retrofit market, which is growing quickly. And the third area that we do quite well is taking care of heat pumps, taking care of systems through annual servicing. And our servicing division are really, really busy taking care of people's homes and making sure that their heat pumps are operating efficiently.
All right, well, it's a solid business. Rory O'Hanlon there, the CEO of the Net Zero Group in Ireland. Pat Kenny joins me now. How are you, Pat?
Very nice well, thank you. Bobby, yeah. Why did the Italian soccer team wear blue? The answer is you don't know.
I don't know.
We will tell you later on in the programme, that's for sure. We'll be giving you the latest on the Iran conflict. The Teachers' Conference is kicking off next week all over the place. We'll be previewing all of those. Good money after bad. DCC moving from Wood Quay up to Kevin Street. Why? At a cost of half a billion.
We were only just talking about Kevin Street.
And if you want any questions on your eyes answered, Arthur Cummings will be here to answer those.
All right, Pat.
And lots more.
Good to see you as always. And again, we're blending seamlessly at the weekend these days.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr. Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.